let's try this for the 11 billionth time, because the first time I forgot to put the memory chip in, the camera, and then the second time the memory chip wanted formatting, and then I messed up and said dumb things and all that kind of stuff, like putting my sentences in the wrong order, which is kind of embarrassing. So, let's start off again. This is all Jess's fault. She's a friend of mine on LiveJournal, and basically I heard a voice post of hers, and she sounded nothing like how I thought she'd sound. And to be quite honest, sometimes with certain people, I tend to think of them as their picture, even though that's not them. So Jess is a kitten that says boop, and my friend Lori is a picture of that Tonker girl from Harry Potter whose hair changes colors. So I thought that it would be really cool to hear what people sound like, other than what their typing sound like, because that's pretty much all we tend to hear, even though we don't technically hear that. Anyways, I'm getting lost. Officially, I'm an American, as you probably noticed, but I grew up in Hawaii until I was 9, and then we moved to Fiji. In Fiji, they pretty much don't speak English. It's all pidgin stuff and a mishmash of the dominant languages of the area. So growing up there, we kind of spoke two languages, proper English to our parents and pidgin to our friends. I've had many experiences where I've come to know someone via the phone, like doing stuff for my parents' business. Then when I met them, they were not expecting a chubby blonde white girl, because I sounded, and I'm quoting, "I thought you would be half cuss at least," meaning half Fijian and half Kaivalangi. Kaivalangi, by the way, means European person. I tend to mix up Fijian and Tuvaluan into when I'm talking, because it's a habit, because one of my brothers is Tuvaluan and another speaks Tuvaluan, and I understand it and speak pretty much, well, enough Fijian to get by. And ever since we became teenagers, we've done all our name-calling and swearing, etc., in Tuvaluan or Fijian, and sometimes in Hindi. Why? Because Mom doesn't speak those languages, and if she doesn't understand what we're saying, we can't get told off for being mean or for swearing. The best part about having a separate accent that you can turn on and off is using it to confuse people. No, I'm not being mean. I'm talking about being in public and getting death glares of the "I dislike you because you're a different race, especially white" variety, and then turning around to the person next to you, turning on the accent, and ta-da, the racist person walks away looking exceedingly confused. It's a wonderful feeling. It's also very useful for getting people's attention, like kids in the classroom. Start talking funny and they stop talking to listen to you. It's excellent. So, for a demonstration of Fijian pidgin, I'm going to ask my adopted brother to pass me the salt. Ilapi, you can pass me the masima kirkiri. No, not the pepper, the masima. See, on the shelf behind you. Yes, I'm not kidding, and that's how we talked, and it's awesome, basically. Another thing that I've noticed in here in New Zealand and in other countries that I've been to is what they call an American accent. People tend to go, "Oh my goodness, you're American," to me. I swear when they do, my face looks like the little typed emotion face with two dashes for eyes and a dot for a nose. They do the same thing to people with southern accents, but not really other ones, especially East Coast. The only reason I can come up with is TV and movies. The southern drawl is from cowboy movies. The West Coast accent, so like California and Oregon and Washington State, is the one that prevails in the movies, as most movies are made in Hollywood, which is, as we know, in California. Interestingly enough, though, the last time I was in California, I dragged my grandmother into a game shop, which, by the way, turned out to be a complete waste of time, as the shiny Lego Star Wars game she bought to send back to my brothers ended up not being able to play in our PlayStation 2. Region encoding on a game? Seriously? Boo. Back to the shop. There were these rather cute guys running the shop, and for some reason, I can't remember why, I said Aussie. Honestly, I don't know. I live in New Zealand. I've only ever spent 10 days in Australia, and that was when we moved out of our house in Fiji, and before we moved into New Zealand in 2005. So for whatever reason, I said Aussie. They got all excited and made me say it again and again because I had such a cool accent. Note the invisible quotation marks from the last phrase. No matter how much people here say I have an American accent and people there say I have a New Zealand accent, I know that's not true. I don't say jis or chips instead of jess or chips. I expect that at the end of my teaching degree, in a few years of teaching, I'll be a very confused person. Instead of calling periods full stops to avoid being looked at in confusion and remembering to put a U in color so that my psycho teacher won't mark me down on assignments is bad enough, but there are so many words that don't mean what you think they do. And I'm not going to go into them because most of them are rude. And anyways, when it comes to saying words properly, I have a terrible history with mispronouncing words. When I was in third grade, year 3, I was raving on and on to my mother about stuff I'd learned from my Greek mythology book, and she was all, "Wait, what, who?" Because for some reason I'd gotten it into my head that Zeus was pronounced Zeus. And that's not the only word that I did that with. Honestly, I thought that horror was said for until I was 15. And on that amusing note, live long and prosper. You're just going to have to imagine me doing the Vulcan hand sign as, well, this is a voice recording, not a video recording. Mother manda tofa, fare thee well.